Hello, my name is Cam. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please call, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, sir, I am. Not a testing site. Well, I found a testing site, but I need to ask a question. It's kind of vague on the description of if you're extremely high risk, are we considered to be, do we qualify to receive the shot as of February the 8th?
They're supposed to be doing 65 years of age starting February the 8th.
So, extremely high risk are not in that category group.
I'm not for sure, but they have a lot of new new people added. You can get to these websites that I can give you. Maybe they have more information
on
it.
We did, but it's not really clear. It's sort of sketchy. And it kind of leaves room for, because it talks about people with morbidly diseases, and if you would be less morbid, if you were not morbidly obese, but if your mortality, if that was an increased issue, you were considered in that category. So we went online and tried to get in to look, and we had been told yesterday by our local health department we can make appointments today, so we called today.
And they told us they were trying to appease the public.
We're trying to appease the public. She just, and I said, wait a minute, Governor, I'm just at the high risk. If it may affect your mortality rate, then you're considered in the criteria.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have that information. All I can do. Okay, all I can do is give you the number to call and get pre-registered. That's all I can do. I don't have any of that information.
Give me that number, please. Give me. Oh, hang on. Let me get to
5633. Thank you,
sir.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.